gather brothers, gather sisters, soothe your blisters by the fire. Though our bones may ache and groan, we know our spirits never tire. The temperature's low, but our purpose is much higher. What's behind us mustn't blind us to divineness that transpires. Now our spires have expired, well she rest in each of you. London's not a place, it wasn't left beneath our boots, and by grace we have been blessed with that most elegant of truth. You stand here not abandoned, but as testament and proof. For a city is its people, and its people are its heart. Stood together against the weather, against the coming of the dark. Ne'er a lantern has been lit with so righteous a spark, when Providence claimed continence, but provided us an ark.
We moved north as awful, forceful storms removed borders, forced to leave the warmth behind. The daylight hours grew shorter. Unable to read at night, the people might dispute law books, ushering the death of joy. Division made a new order. Brute force and discipline ensures all the citizens are chipping insufficiently under threat of imprisonment. Liberty's prohibited, retired, it's mandatory compliance now. To keep the fire alight, we need to stamp any defiance out. We can ill afford the price of human rights, nor pay the cost of anger, so we stifle scrutinizing eyes astray with propaganda. The only way that we can pull through is under cruel rule. If a single person falls out of line, we all do.
Morning gathering or evening prayer, we still battle for a season fair. We still huddle in the freezing air for a summer that's not even there. If that sun won't rise on our horizon, we'll march on despite the skies and find that we'll progress so well. Warm brought us no shelter from the storm.
I have heard that there are those who would defy us, who choose oppression or ascension for the pious. Dissidents without repentance, bent on questioning the direst. Was did I am these pariahs and their heretic messiah. Winter blizzards to infinity, so sing the hymns and litanies. Hand in and skin the sinners if you wish to skim divinity. Each shiver will deliver us, deliverance in time. Earn the innocence for penitence if we preempt the crime. I'm protector of the truth, great erector of the new faith. Defectors and objectors can expect a second doomsday. Unquestioning our destiny, relentless we pursue fate. Alone I have been chosen to be spoken through by true grace. Frozen omens say we should invoke another crusade.
We rush to crush dissent from those who claim we must repent. How could a benevolent god subject us to such events? Against the elements, precious seconds each of us has spent completing public penance could have been invested putting up the tents. Pragmatism's born of pessimism, not a full-blown pestilence infecting desperate residents with false hope. Now they've sworn oaths and pledged commitment to a cult. No mercy will be shown or quarter given. Fetch the coiled rope and hang them by the necks until it's taught. The lesson learned is certain. No forgiveness for giving attention to those worthless sermons. No measure of faith will keep you warm or sate your appetite. So pray heed the warning, or we may just have to tax your life.
Morning gathering or evening prayer, we still battle for a season fair. We still huddle in the freezing air for a summer that's not even there. If that sun won't rise on our horizon, we'll march on despite the skies and find that we so well warm brought us no shelter from the storm.
Now the walls are closed and its pages shine a light as the people fill the shrines in line with my divine right. This battlement of sacraments has chattled to our right. The sacrilegious and recalcitrant shall vow or face the smite. Non-believers shan't deceive us. We shall greet their cheek with grievance. In this sister season we redeem the meek with bleak obedience. Seeking each unheeding heathen, see them bleed or plead allegiance. Blessed be relief from freedom, lest ye feel the need for treason. Since the precept was decreed, its certainty was predetermined. Mere herds of sheep are people, thus they need to be subservient. Neath so turbulent a firmament, the worst of men survive. Pray their mercy may preserve us once we touch the other side.
Thank you so much for watching, and a massive thank you to 11-Bit Studios for sponsoring this video. Frostpunk genuinely was my game of the year last year, so I'm thrilled to be able to return to the world of New London for this project. All the info about the game can be found in the links below. Do be sure to check out Dan Bull's upload of this video with an alternate ending, and let us know in the comments which laws you'd be signing. And if you enjoy the video, then please do check out my playlist for more, including my other Frostpunk song. And like, comment, subscribe, ring the bell, all the other things I'm supposed to tell you to do. In the meantime, thanks for watching. Bye.